Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney. Daniel Faalele was not at OTAs last week. John Harbaugh met with the media last Wednesday and explains why.
Faalele is working on just some physical things. He'll be out there soon, working super hard, very determined, wants to be out there. So he'll be out there soon.
Sounds like he's working with the conditioning coach, Bob, to get himself... We used to have that with Bubba Paris. Remember Bubba Paris?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, we used to have that with Bubba Paris when I was in San Fran. Bubba had weight issues, kind of like Faalele. He'd come in 380, you know, type of thing. And just because he wouldn't be able to go through a full practice, he had to work with the conditioning guy to get in shape. And even Jerry Attaway, our conditioning guy, would eat lunch with him and, you know, when we were having training tables and stuff. He'd eat with him every day, make sure he was eating the right stuff. And I'm guessing that it's probably what's going on with Faalele is they probably gave him a weight that they wanted him at. He's probably over, and until he gets to that weight, they're not going to let him practice. You got to get in condition. You got to do the things. Because what did we hear? You know, I think Cordell was the one that said it when we had him on, that Faalele can't handle the heat, you know, and that's a big problem, you know, for him, like at training camp. I mean, he can't go two plays and then he's exhausted. So they want him to be in tip-top shape, would be my guess.
And we look at the O-line where he's an integral part of it.
You're
starting right guard, for sure, and he's reinvented himself. Was a Pro Bowl alternate
in
2024. But what early glimpse of left guard did you get there last week?
Brady Cleveland. Not Brady. Ben Cleveland. I'm not a fan, Bob. You know, I mean, you know I'm not a...
You made that clear.
I just think he's a placeholder. You know, so it was like somebody to just to be there. Because I don't think any of the young guys are going to help out. You know, Jones is not practicing yet, and I don't know when he's going to practice.
Emory Jones.
So that's going to... And the third-round pick. So that's going to set him back a ways, and Vincent's a long ways away, and Dellinger is too. So I don't know. They still may have to get a veteran guy.
Where's Voorhees?
Voorhees Voorhees was there, but he wasn't with the starters. You know, I was kind of surprised that he wasn't there. He wasn't with the starters. It'll be a lot easier just because the problem we had, Bob, indoors, like typical Harbs, of course, because they split it up and they have, like, because there's so many guys there. So, like, the groups right in front of us was, like, the 45 to 90 guys. You know, the third and fourth teamers were, like, practicing right in front of us. And down at the far end, that's where all the starters were. So it was rather difficult to see anything. You know, I'm sure that's on purpose, but it was hard to see. So we're going to be outside for three straight days.
Yep.
Going to get a real good chance to get a real good feel for these guys. You know, I mean, because it was so congested and it was hard to watch anybody because they didn't have a lot of space to do. And a lot of times, Bob, they were without their helmets on, you know, walking through things. So I think we'll be at a higher pace this week.
Yeah, weather's going to be ideal here in Baltimore/Owings Mills throughout the week. So a lot of outside time for the Ravens. Let's shift gears, get to the defense, and in particular, Adafe Owe. A lot was made last week about a weight gain. So, Adafe, how much weight did you gain there?
I was like 245 last year. I'm like 265 now, so like around 2015.
All right. Was it a noticeable difference in size for Adafe Owe?
Yeah, I think, well, the biggest thing, Bob, is, you know, I think he talked about it was in that last playoff game against Buffalo. He didn't play against a run. You know, who was Tavis Robinson mm-hmm. was doing a lot of that work.
He played well.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And so he was getting rushes. So he wants to be able to play more. And I'm sure they told him, hey, you got to be able to set the edge better. You know, you're getting knocked off the ball. So what did he do? He gained 20 pounds. And Bob, when I because he walked right past me, and I patted him on a shoulder pat because we talked, because he says to me, we are. You know, that's for like Penn State alums, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not an alum, but my kids are. So
I'm guessing you had a shirt on.
No, I didn't.
A Penn State?
I had the Life Med shirt on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I think one of the coaches or something said that. But he looked thicker. But he's got to play strong. And we're not going to know that till we get the pads on, you know, how he's playing.
And here's Owe elaborating on said weight gain.
Honest, you know, at least I didn't have the outing I wanted. I thought, like, a lot of that had to do with, you know, my weight and, you know, being able to be stout in certain positions. So as soon as the season was done, you know, I went to Miami, started eating, and lifting, and then, you know, getting weight.
The thing about it is, you know, people say, oh, you're going to get slower. A lot of times, if you do it right, put on the right type of weight and everything, you'll get faster and more explosive. And it's going to be, it was hard to tell, you know, anything different. Just like I said, because there was so many people on one field. And this week, we'll get a much better feel for it. Now, that's kind of what I'll, you know, be watching some this week, too, to see Owe how he's been. But until we really get the pads on, Bob, it's going to be hard to tell.
News from the Nest here on this Monday. Adafe Owe, 10 sacks last year. Bust out season. Remember, 13 sacks total. His first three seasons until last season, double-digit achievement. Do you see yourself in a different role now that the stats are first-round level here?
Yeah, each year I'm having to also get better. But also, you know, there's new guys coming in my room. But then we always add a little a vet and stuff like that. But I've been able to learn from KV, other guys I've had in the past. So this year is a really young room. So it's kind of like forcing me to be in that position. But at the same time, I know there's like aspects of my game that I got to get better so I can be a leader for them too. So it's kind of a weird dynamic I'm in right now, but I'm taking it with strides.
Well, the biggest thing, just learn from Chuck Smith. That's all. You know, I mean, Chuck's a guru pass rush guy. And, you know, I think I kind of like Joe Flacco's, you know, when he taught, you know, is it my job to teach these young guys? No, if they want to watch me and do what I do, fine. But it's not my job to say, hey, that's the coach's job to do that. And I kind of believe that, too. But with Oway, be interesting to hear what he, you know, what goals he is setting for himself. You know, I would, you know, is he the 5 guy or the 10 guy? That's what we're going to find out this year. And if he is the 10 guy, he's going to get paid.
News from the NAS. We got more football coming your way. Bottom of the hour, Brian Wacker, Ravens football from the Baltimore Sun. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock as well. When we come back, however, we're going to count some dough. Early week style. It's June already, everybody. It's buy or sell later on in the show. American League East report what happened in the division last night, what's happening today as we get you ready for another week of Major League Baseball fun. We're 6 weeks from the All-Star break. Let that sink in.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
For a minute.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney. 1057, The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan, here on this lovely Monday. It's going to be great all week weather-wise. That's awesome. No hoodies on a Sunday, January 1st or June 1st. Felt like January 1st yesterday. Now we're all about having summertime weather. Hopefully we got some summertime money coming our way. Let's count it by ourselves.
Well, the Dow is down 210. The S&P's down 6. NASDAQ's up 38. DraftKings, I don't know, woof, down $2.23 to $33.65. Under Armour's down 14 cents to 616.
Good things started today in the NBA, where, as we expected, the Pacers were able to wrap up their series against the Knicks over the weekend and will now be moving on to the finals. As part of the post-game festivities, Tyrese Halliburton seemed pretty confident that he was going to win series MVP, taking a step or so forward as Ernie Johnson set up his announcement of the award. But as we know now, Pascal Siakam earned the recognition instead after averaging 24 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. You can compare that to Halliburton's numbers, 21 points per game, 6 rebounds, 10 assists. So both pretty good in their own right. But Tyrese did have that signature moment in Game 1 with the tying shot and the taunting of the crowd. Buy or sell, Bob, Halliburton should have been the conference finals MVP.
Yeah, I'll buy that. And not only did he have that signature moment, and this is with all due respect to Pascal Siakam, who we talked about during the whip. How about his Game 4 performance? With a double, triple-double, no turnovers. I mean, he had one of the great playoff games in the history of the National Basketball Association. So maybe they anticipate that he'll win the finals MVP, which is not. That's going to be SGA. They might as well just put his name on the check and the plaque and get that over with. But yeah, he should have gotten it. Not an egregious mistake, but a mistake nonetheless.
Go over to the NFL. Joe Flacco, one of a handful of Browns quarterbacks vying for the starter role this summer. Now, he spent a lot of time as a backup in recent years, and every stop along the way with a new team usually gets asked the same questions, especially this time of year, about his role. How much can you be a mentor to the younger quarterbacks? How much do you enjoy that role? Well, he's always given an honest answer, did so again last week in Cleveland. Said, quote, "If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. I have a lot of experience. I can talk on things. Hopefully they listen, but it's not necessarily my job to make sure they listen to me." Now, former Ravens teammate of Flacco, Chris Canty, he does a radio show with ESPN, sounded off on Flacco, said that it is your job to mentor quarterbacks like Sanders and Gabriel, and just because you're mentoring doesn't mean you can't be the starting quarterback when it's all said and done. Buy or sell, Vinny, Canty is right about Flacco and his role with the Browns.
I'll sell that. I just because Flacco's not that type of personality, you know, that type of guy. I think we just talked about it a little bit earlier. I think Flacco's the type of guy, if he's in a meeting room and you got a question, ask me. You know, I'm not going to provide all this stuff to you. I don't think that's his personality. Bob, you would know better than me. That just doesn't seem like that's Joe's personality. I do think that Flacco, if they think the two rookies are good, I think Flacco will be the starter, and then the two rookies and the pick, it'll be gone.
I noticed Chris Canty's prone to the hot takes now in a new show.
There. He thinks he's screaming eight.
This one's a little more mild, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But I mentioned that's pretty common practice for Flacco. I mean, remember when Lamar got drafted, he kind of said the same thing. Now, to be fair to him at the time, he still was the starter. Lamar had to take it from him, but it was because of injury.
Yeah.
Did that even happen?
But Lamar, I believe, has said post-2018 that Flacco was nothing but a great teammate to him and was a jerk and all of that. Aaron Rodgers said that about Brett Favre, too. And he got to ride the bench behind him for a couple of seasons.
How about the Orioles here? Jackson Holliday continues to excel in the leadoff spot and overall has been one of the most consistent bright spots in this lineup. 25 RBIs on the season. That's second most on the team behind Cedric Mullins. Ryan O'Hearn a close third with 22, but given the uncertain future of both Mullins and O'Hearn, throw in the short-term injury here for Mullins as well, seems like Holiday could be primed to take over as this team's top producer in the order. Buy or sell, Bob, Holiday will end up leading the Orioles in RBIs at the end of the year.
I'm selling that. Gunnar Henderson's going to be that guy. Watch out for him to explode here in the month of June. But O'Hearn's the Orioles all-star as we sit on June 2nd. Depending how on the next 5 weeks play out, I think Jackson Holiday could maybe play himself in to some all-star reserve consideration. And look, he's your leadoff hitter. No more, because it was Adley 2 years ago, then Gunner, kind of a revolving door, Cedric Mullins, after he got banished to the back end of the lineup, which they better do with Rutschman when they get to Seattle, by the way. But yeah, I could see Jackson making a little mini all-star run here in the next few weeks.
They were pushing for him on TV. They were giving all his stats and stuff why he should be.
And right now, the Orioles in last place by 14 games. Yeah. They're a one all-star team.
Right.
I'm a one all-star team.
It feels that way.
And that's O'Hearn, by the way.
Only way I could see a difference is if it was a pitcher like Sagano, because again, that's not voted on fan-wise.
Sure.
So whoever's managing the AL this year, if they've got a soft spot for, or even a Felix Bautista.
Yeah, I mean, Mountain gets like 12 saves in June.
Especially with Class A stinking it up. Same with Devin Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really a elite closer.
I'm feeling you there, Nolan.
All right, final topic of the day deals with the Ravens. The initial wave of free agency has passed. So is the draft. So teams starting to take shape ahead of training camp here. But as we know, there's still a handful of moves that will be made before week one to really round out these rosters. And Cody Benjamin has listed the top remaining needs for the league's top Super Bowl contenders. For the Ravens, he says the top remaining need is O-line. As he notes, Ronnie Stanley's health extremely important here, and you did lose a reliable swingman in Patrick McCary. But for the most part, at least the way I see it here, the state of the O-line today compared to a year ago today, it's a lot stronger this time around, or at least more defined roles. So, Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Ravens' top remaining need is O-line?
Yeah, I think I'll buy that. You know, and what I'll say is I think that there's a chance that they'll bring in veterans after June 1st. O-line, I can definitely see that. Safety, I can definitely see that. D-tackle, I could see that. And maybe a veteran kick or two, I could see. I could see those four things coming in at some point.
Yeah, you mentioned the June 1st aspect, and Harbaugh teased it last week, the whole John Jenkins thing. I think he's official now because we're past June 1st.
Yeah.
So Michael Pierce, his retirement, his money's officially off the books. So Jenkins steps right in.
Yeah, they got a picture of him signing his new contract right out there on the old Twitterverse. So John Jenkins, welcome to Baltimore. Talk more Ravens next with, Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun app. On lunch, 1 o'clock, we'll take a trip through the funhouse with Nolan, 12:45. Take your phone calls then, too, 410-583-1057. Orioles, are they a one all-star team? I mean, you can't be in last place and expect to have three or four all-stars. You've played yourself into this position. But Matt Holliday, seven-time all-star, but Jackson Holliday, could he maybe get in here second year? Remember last year, a lot of people were calling him a bust.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
When things will all be open for the masses, and here to talk about what he saw last week, what to expect this week, and everything else surrounding the second Birds of Baltimore. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Sun. So welcome back to the show, Brian Wacker. Brian, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Good afternoon, guys. I am ready to get back at it for another week of OTAs here.
All right, let's talk about the defensive backfield, and in particular TJ Tampa, because Darius Washington goes down with the Achilles. Unfortunately, might cost him the entirety of the season. You know, Wiggins is in for year two. They drafted Starks to play safety, I guess, to pair up Kyle Hamilton for sure. We know about Marlon Humphrey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Where does TJ Tampa's second year in the league fit into this equation, at least as we sit today and project maybe 3 months from now?
Yeah, look, I think he's going to be part of the mix. You know, we've heard John Harbaugh talk highly about him and the progress he's made year one to year two. Of course, healthy now after dealing with an injury early last year that kind of really stuck around and kept him out of the mix for a long time until we got into the season. So look, it's early, but I think you can look at him as a guy who'll be part of that rotation on the outside. Is someone that they'll rely on. And look, Eric DaCosta is fond of saying we can never have too many cornerbacks. Look, these guys tend to have injury issues in that area. So I would not be surprised to see him part of that mix. Of course, you've got, you know, Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey. So you've got guys out there. Ouzier, they brought in, of course, in the offseason. I think he will, of course, be part of that mix as well. But he was not at OTAs, at least the day that was open to reporters last week. He was out sick, so we did not get to see him in action. So Tampa, I would imagine, kind of, you know, gobbling up some of his snaps during what we saw. But I would expect him to be, you know, part of that group and part of that rotation and, you know, someone to keep an eye on there.
Brian, I was kind of hoping that they would give Tampa reps at safety because I think that's where he, especially like on the inside and stuff, but
yep.
Didn't look like that was the case where he was playing outside most of the time.
Yeah, no, and you know, we actually brought that up to Harbaugh, I think at some point last season, look, is when there were some questions, you know, about that third safety role or, you know, is Tampa a guy, given his size, that could potentially be a safety. Now, maybe it's, you know, subterfuge, but John, you know, basically said that, look, that's, we're not really looking at that. That's, you know, it's not a position he's played before, really. We view him as a cornerback. But to your point, it does present an interesting option. You know, look, the Ravens like versatility in their defensive backs. We all remember Brandon Stevens, a guy who played safety and then played corner as well. So, you know, perhaps there's a role to get him on the field in that safety role, but we have yet to see that materialize. And it sounds like it's not going to materialize, but, you know, we shall see.
Hey, Brian, since June 1st has passed now, I could see them adding O-line, safety, D-tackle, inside backer, you know, and then maybe in the fall, kicker.
Yeah, I think all of those are in play. You know, the kicker is interesting to me because, look, they've got a couple of guys, a couple of rookies now, and John Hoyland, and, of course, Tyler Loop, the sixth-round draft pick. So I think they'll sort of try to get a sense of, you know, where they're at with those guys, you know, these next couple of weeks. And but certainly would not be surprised at all to see them bring in a veteran if they don't like what they see from those guys. I think they've got to probably be a little bit careful because you don't want to bring in sort of a seasoned, you know, quality veteran when you've got a rookie trying to make the team, you know, as the starting kicker. So there's probably a balance there, or maybe they do it for that very reason, to see how he handles that competition. You know, it certainly looked linebacker, I think, is a position on the inside that they'll need some depth. I think they'll need some depth on both offensive and defensive line. Wouldn't be surprised to see them look in that veteran safety market as well. That's another position. As you mentioned, this June 1st date, now and no longer, you know, it's easier to sign those veterans, more team friendly and so forth. So, you know, I think, look, this is what they do, right? They go find a veteran, you know, in a couple of spots. We've seen them do that on the outside with linebacker the past couple of years, certainly, and even beyond that. So would not be surprised to see them. I don't know that they'll add an outside linebacker just because then you start to get into a numbers game of, of, you know, where's that guy fit? But I certainly think on the inside, and then both lines, and then safety as well.
Now, Brian, I thought LaJonte Wester was a guy that just showed up, you know, I mean, because he was making play. Because I can't remember, you know, who I was, Cordell, I think. I was like, damn, 83 keeps showing up. What'd you think?
Yeah, look, there's no question. He's fast. He ran a 4.3, like low 4.3s in the 40. He's a guy, you watch the tape against, you know, some pretty good competition. He's got moves. He's got that wiggle and shake and can juke some guys. He is very small, so, you know, there's some concern there. But, he kind of plays tough. And, look, again, as a guy who's a potential returner candidate, you don't need a big guy back there. So, I think this is a kid that's definitely in the mix. And I was a little surprised he made some plays at receiver. So, does that mean he's in the mix for that fourth or fifth spot as a receiver? Certainly, when you get into those fourth, fifth, sixth spots, you want guys who can play on teams, and he'll certainly be part of that equation. They like him a lot. Comes from a football family. Actually, I have a piece coming out in tomorrow's Baltimore Sun, or later on in the Baltimore Sun, about this week, about Wester. You know, he's got a couple of brothers who play at the collegiate level, a really talented kid, plays bigger than his size, and seems to have, you know, that toughness and drive and chip on his shoulder that you like to see in those sorts of players. So I think he's going to be a fun player to watch, certainly through the spring and summer.
Now, two other receivers that kind of jumped out at me. I thought Tez Walker, he looked fast, and he looked much better body control, you know, a lot better than last year, like getting in and out of cuts. And then Hopkins, too. I thought, you know, the couple catches he made on the sidelines over there, I was kind of like, damn, he's a little quicker than I thought.
Yeah, look, Hopkins is going to be a guy that, you know what you get with him. He's a veteran savvy guy who knows how to get open, has terrific hands, still has enough giddy up to be able to get open. We saw that last season. And I don't think, you know, look, some people might think of this a little bit as Odell Beckham a couple of years ago. This is not the same scenario. I think Hopkins is not that far along in his career. I think he still has a few years left and obviously terrific hands, and gives Lamar a great catch radius, for those balls, those contested catches, balls in, you know, tight coverages on the sideline, over the middle, third down, goal line, red zone, all of that. I think he will be an integral part of this offense for sure. And you're right, Tez Walker, look, I think you'll see him make a big jump from year one to year two. That was kind of the knock on him coming out, right? Was not very polished and needed a lot of work at this level. Certainly the speed was there, kind of a straight line speed guy, but look, he's the guy who can take the top off of defense. We saw that a little bit in the practice that you mentioned. I think we'll see that a little bit in the spring and summer. And again, there's a guy who's in that, you know, number 4 to 5 receiver position along with Tylan Wallace and LaJonte Wester. And, you know, you start adding it up, and all of a sudden the Ravens receiving core looks pretty good right now.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brian, last thing for you. Mark Andrews met with the media for the first time in a long time. And we all know the circumstances in that Buffalo game, which was the last game of the Ravens season. Unfortunately, how much is left in the Mark Andrews tank as he's heading into free agency here?
Yeah, look, I think the days of him being that, you know, elite, top tier, one, you know, best tight end, or, you know, best two or three tight ends are probably behind him. But look, he's still a 1A tight end. I mean, this guy's very good. Look, we heard all the trade rumors, and look, maybe at some point that comes to fruition, but we haven't seen Isaiah Likely in that, you know, number one tight end spot for an entire season. Obviously, when he's had the opportunity, he's sort of taken it, run with it, and played well. I don't think there's any question about his ability. It's just a matter of seeing it on a consistent basis if he were to become the starter, if they were to move on from Mark Andrews at some point. But I get the sense that, you know, look, I get no sense that they're going to trade him. I know there hasn't been really any discussions in terms of contract extension talks. Certainly that's something Mark Andrews would like. But right now I think he's, you know, as he said, he's focused on trying to play, be the best player he can, put last year behind him. It will be interesting, though, to see how this plays out through the season. Do you get a team, you know, that is desperate for a tight end and maybe, you know, gives an offer to the Ravens they can't refuse? You know, I think they were kind of open to those ideas or offers through the draft, and then those never really materialized to their satisfaction. So, of course, they're going to stay with Mark Andrews. Again, this is a guy who is a top, you know, pretty top-level tight end. Have to also remember, guys, that he has a security blanket from Lamar Jackson. So you do not want to do anything to upset the apple cart when you've got a roster that's fit for a Super Bowl by taking away one of the quarterback's favorite weapons.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun. Brian, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Have fun at Owings Mills this week.
Thanks as always.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Wacker, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you, take a phone call or two, get to Nolan's Funhouse. Then we got NFL Lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. And the American League East report at 1:15. Quiet day schedule-wise in the division, but boy, it was loud yesterday when you caught up on the scores and the standings, including the Orioles sweeping the White Sox. Everybody feeling a little bit better about the Birds. Better than they were a week ago, I guess. AL East report coming up at 1:15. Orioles are off today after sweeping the White Sox, but let's go get Ed and Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up?
Bob, Vinny, Nolan, good day to all you gentlemen.
Hey, Ed.
Glad you're recovered, Vinny.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. A little bit, Bob said it makes sense. The Orioles' recent results trending slightly up, but can become incrementally better in all fundamental aspects. They have to reach a point wherein they eliminate self-defeating occurrences to surface. A few examples, Saturday and Sunday, stuff that's got to stop. The O's are up one zip Saturday, line drive, clean RBI, single to left field. White Sox left fielder gets it clean on two hops, throws a strike in flight to his third base cutoff. Man hits him in the chest. Perfect throw. The run scores to go up 2-0. Lo and behold, the Oriole batter, now trail runner, is hung up in a rundown. Sox third baseman throws a shortstop covering the advance base, which he should. The O's base runner tries to initiate ugly but out of the base path defensive interference contact with a flop, as you're taught to do. However, none of it should have happened. I agree with taking a hard turn on the hit, but scamper back when the cutoff is clean. You also have a first base coach there who has a clear view of the whole play. Get back. Stay here. Sunday, close game. Routine infield ground ball to an Orioles infielder with clearly plenty of time to surround the ball and gather two-handed, throw a strike for the out. For whatever reason, he decides to unnecessarily backhand it and whiffs on the play. He doesn't even touch the ball in a close game. Young players, I get it. Oriole batter hits a triple with one out to possibly tack on. Gets picked off by the catcher on the very next pitch. Doesn't dive back far enough to even get his hand on the bag. Defensive outfield play. There is a priority hierarchy of who should catch the ball in flight. outfielder coming in over infielders going out, center fielder over corners for all he can get to, middle infielders, verbal assistance, pointing to the ball to assist, assume control, stop the collisions. These guys know this stuff. Also, if you throw first pitch strikes and retire the opposition leadoff hitter each inning that you possibly can with squeaky clean defense, you'll be in every game with a chance to win it. On offense, two major things to accomplish: on-base percentage, and as an individual contributor, can you knock in at least one run or score one run throughout a nine-man batting order? If those goals are met, you win. There's no accident to winning a baseball game. You don't win it by luck. You got to adhere to these fundamentals. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you.
All right, Ed, running hot, even though the Orioles did sweep the White Sox. And Hester Kirstad was involved in a couple of those breakdowns.
And Jackson Holliday was.
And then Carlson made the great play, had the guy doubled off at first, and after booting the ball, Jackson dropped the relay throw, which would have been a double play, but blah, blah, blah. Kirstad's dive, let's just say if he was trying to dive into a swimming pool, he would have landed on the deck and would have missed the water by like 6 feet. Because that thing wasn't even close. But boneheaded play, nonetheless. He's creeping up the line, obviously. The White Sox identified it. I guess they go back to when the Orioles stole home against them a couple of days ago, trying to prevent that from happening. So against good teams, these fundamental breakdowns will cost you. But against White Sox, you could still manage to eke out a win because your pitching was just that much better and your timely hitting was just that much better. So I know our boy Andy wants Tony Manzo to be the skipper, but have they really improved fundamentally at all? And, you know, I know he talks about the Hyder hook being a detriment to the rotation because he was yanking dudes after 90. But, I mean, it's still a flawed baseball product. For sure. Nolan, we have time for a fun house because we've been teasing it, but we can't get to it. Are we going to have to wait again?
Quick Draw's Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start here with Russell and Frederick, who says, absolutely glad that the Orioles have won six of their last eight. More so glad that they are not the worst in the American League. Speaking of the White Sox, last year broke the record for earliest team eliminated in Major League Baseball, and that was in mid-August, with the Rockies now already on pace to be even worse than that. Do we think it's possible they get eliminated by the end of July? Rockies mathematically out of it.
Yeah, we were going to get into the standings here coming up during the AL East report, but since the texter brought it up, they're right now 27 games out of first. And I saw during the crawl here on MLB Network, because we have three TVs with volume down, they're on pace to win like 24 games. I mean, they're not even going to win 30 games the way they're going right now. So they could be. I mean, they're eliminated now. And we were sitting here talking about the Orioles trying to make up nine games in the wild card. These guys are buried. For instance, the Diamondbacks are eight games out of first and fourth place. They're 19 games behind them. Oof. They're 19 games out of fourth. So, yeah, Texter, if this was a fight, as I always like to use the boxing analogy, Arthur Mercanti's waving them off, and they just might as well give every team that's scheduled to play them W's for the rest of the season. Well, stop it.
A little bit extra, just like last year in the Central, the AL Central, all those records got boosted by playing the White Sox. Well, now all the NL West teams, the Dodgers, as if they needed any more help, pushing what their win total could be.
Yeah, well,
they get a bunch of freebies.
Their pitchers are dropping like flies. They just put Glasnow on the 60-day IL. But Colorado's still not a lock to get the first pick in the draft. How's that sound?
Sounds fair.
Stupid lottery. It's dumb. The fair, dumbest thing ever.
Let's see. This texter here on the Ravens says, Adafe Owe, the latest example of a Ravens pass rusher finally putting it all together right before contract time. Just like a lot of the guys who came before him, I don't think he'll be staying. Let someone else overpay for him. Hopefully we have the real deal in pass rush in Mike Green to lean on for years to come.
Oh, Mike Green's more natural. of a rusher, and he's better coming out of college. Duh, you got one guy who had no sacks his senior year, and you got the other guy who led the country in sacks. So, yeah, I would agree. And you got to give away credit. Like, if he gets 10 again, yeah, he's going to go somewhere else and get paid. You know, it's not going to be with the Ravens because they're not going to be able to afford him with all the other dudes they got to pay.
Well, he gets 10 and Mike Green gets 2. Does that change things?
I'm guessing no.
One last text here from Barron says, does it matter who the future manager is if Elias is just going to trade or not resign the O's best players anyway? Team building always more important. The manager may not have any autonomy from the analytics side of this team anyway.
Of the free agents to be, who would you sign? Off the top of my head, I would go Mullins, because there's no real proven in-house replacement unless you go out and make some trades, because they're going to have to, we've talked about it 1,000 times, they're going to have to spend money this offseason. Do you throw a trial balloon at Eflin, or do you wait to see if you completely fall out of it, and then he becomes a trade chip for you? Because Eflin, like Morton, they've got playoff experience. They're just not slappies along for the ride here. You saw Jackson Jobin on the shelf in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And then Nathan Eovaldi in Texas. So teams are going to need some starting pitchers, and the Orioles might have a couple of those that could be had, all of whom hit free agency in the offseason.
Corbin Burns in Arizona.
Oh, that did not look good.
No. Send somebody else over there if they need, or looks like they need someone for the entire year.
Yeah, because Corbin Burns, we'll talk about it during the AL East report. You know, I was watching it live as it happened, just like Batista 2 years ago. I think it was against Kansas City. He threw that pitch. You knew he was done. Burns, but he just waved trainer, elbow. That was it. So Corbin Burns, who we all would have loved to have kept around in Baltimore, unfortunately might have seen a premature end to his 2025 and maybe into next year with the Diamondbacks. We'll come back, talk about Mark Andrews as we hear from Mark Andrews. A little NFL lunch, some other NFL tidbits going around. We talked about Joe Flacco earlier. Looks like it's his job to lose in Cleveland, and we'll discuss all of that. And then some American League East report, then your phone calls at 410-583-1057. And then another trip to the Funhouse with Nolan. Inside Access takes over too. No Orioles tonight. They're in Seattle. Start a set tomorrow.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.